Hello and welcome. This file is called Submissive Timeout, and it will give you the desire for the next week to spend 7 minutes every day standing in a corner and thinking about your submission, and it will help you to become a better submissive as you devote this time every day to your dominant, or if you don't have one, to all the dominants in the world. Now, if this is something you want to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, let it out. Make sure you're really comfortable, ready to let go, focus on my voice, and let's begin. Relax. We're only just beginning, and already you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you are breathing an odorless anesthetic, breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing too, the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed, the anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed. So loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further up through your legs, up through your arms, moving into the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lung, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relaxed, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb. Relaxing, letting go, the anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles. More and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human-shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now, you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words. As you lose yourself deeper and deeper, my words melting everything, melting away all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper, and before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake, just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual you, this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words before you hear my words in this virtual you. But you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that, and you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember and remember to forget, as this level becomes real, this level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words, your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words, as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, floating deeper and deeper with my words. Now it's time to give you a little task. This file is called Submissive Timeout. And a submissive timeout is exactly what you are going to have every day for the next week. That's right. Every day of the next week, you will take 7 minutes and you will go into the corner of the room and stand in a corner and reflect upon your submission. And you will devote this time either to your dominant, if you have someone, or if you don't have a dominant, you can devote it to all the dominants in the world. That's right. You're giving up a little bit of your time to do something, to fulfill a task for your dominant. And of course, those 7 minutes will be very boring. And that's okay, because it will make it more of a sacrifice. Because you sacrifice something, it will have more of a meaning. And you will think about your submission while you're standing there, thinking about the fact that you are devoting this 7 minutes, devoting this time of your life, doing this boring task, standing there in the corner, doing it for your submissive, while you think about your submission. And it will also give you an opportunity to have some time for yourself, some time completely free of distractions, where you can really reflect upon your submission while you are doing this, while you are devoting this time of your life, surrendering it to your dominant, standing in the corner, spending this time doing this boring task and thinking about why you're doing it, why you're surrendering this time to your dominant, reflecting upon your submission, reflecting upon why you feel submissive. And you might even find that you slip deep into subspace whenever you do it, that it becomes really enjoyable because you know you are doing it for your dominant. And if you don't have one, you're doing it for all the dominant people in the world, because you are a submissive and you enjoy your submission. And standing there, practicing your submission, strengthening your submission, reflecting upon your submission, will make you a better submissive. That's right. As you stand there, reflect upon your submissiveness. With every moment that passes, you will become more submissive. Just the fact that you are standing there, that you are surrendering this time of your day, devoting it to your dominant, giving it up for your dominant, taking the time to reflect upon yourself, to reflect upon your submissive desires, to reflect upon your submissiveness, will strengthen your submission to your dominant, will make you a better submissive, will make you become more self-aware. And as I talk about it, you might already feel a strong desire to fulfill this task, to do it, to stand in a corner for 7 minutes every day of the next week. 7 days, 7 minutes, you will do it. You will do it and reflect upon your submissive side. And because you are submissive, you will want to do it, because you know it's an opportunity to please your dominant, or if you don't have a dominant, to please all the dominants in the world, and to please me too. You understand that this is a way to live your submission, to strengthen your submission, to experience your submission, and to become a better submissive. And with every moment that you will stand in a corner, reflecting upon yourself, reflecting upon your submission, you will become a better submissive. And because you want to be a better submissive, you will feel this strong desire, this intense desire to do it, to do this task every day of the next week, standing in your corner for 7 minutes. You will feel the desire growing inside of you, becoming stronger and stronger, knowing that sooner or later you will do it, and the desire will just grow until you have done it 7 days in a row, 7 minutes every day. The desire, the need, the craving will just grow inside of you, because you know you want to be a better submissive, and because you know you want to surrender this to your dominant. You want to devote this task to your dominant. And you know, as a good submissive, it's not enough to do it just once and then give it up, because it's boring. It's supposed to be boring. You should have time. Time with yourself. Time without distractions, where you can think about yourself, think about your submission. And because it's boring, it's something you surrender to your dominant, something you do to your dominant. And if you start it and then stop it, you know you disappointed your dominant. You know you want to be a strong submissive. You want to be a good submissive. And that's why you're going to go through with this task. You're going to do it every day for the next 7 days. Once you start it, you have to go through with it, because you want to be a good submissive for your dominant. You don't want to disappoint them. You want to be strong, and you want to devote this task to them. And you know when you do it, when you devote it to them, even though it's boring, you will be rewarded by this wonderful sense of subspace. And you know when you do it, you will become a better submissive to your dominant. So once you start it, you will go through with it. You will do it every day, 7 minutes, 7 days, reflecting upon your submission, reflecting upon your submissive desires, and reflecting upon what you're doing, why you're thinking, why you're standing in the corner, and why you enjoy this fantasy. That's right. And now I'm going to wake you back up again, so you can start devoting 7 minutes to your dominant. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Waking up further and further. 5. Halfway there already, so alert, awake, aware. 6. As you wake up completely, your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, everything normalizes. 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And 9. With the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.